Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host Jim Hobgood and our new research analyst, Chris Sill. It's good to be back in the studio, Hobbo, after victory number two for the Wahoos. Wow, what a nerve-wracking win over the Nittany Lions. We're going to review Saturday's big win over Penn State, and then we're going to preview the Georgia Tech road game. We're going to discuss the quarterback debate, the improving defense, and the hot and cold offense. We're glad that you joined us.
Yes, indeed. That is the case. This is Jim, Hobbo, whichever you prefer. We have another really good show lined up for you tonight. We have in studio former UVA defensive back and doctor, Bobby Call. I always, you know, the thing that always impresses me about former football players of Virginia is how many of them are medical people, lawyers. We've had a lot of student athletes in the football program over the years, and we have one right here with us. And then speaking of another student athlete, we're going to be joined momentarily by icon, legend. He will actually be an ACC legend this year at the ACC championship game, and retired radio analyst Frank Quayle will be joining us momentarily to evaluate the team's status after a couple of games. And then later in the show, we'll have Dr. Jody Smith of Ortho Virginia to provide this week's injury report, and there are several ways to follow the show, and Frank will outline that right now.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage everyone to post comments via Facebook. Just search Who's Talking and become a fan. Or you may call in to 804-345-0910. All previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage fans to download the iHeartRadio app so that they can listen live on their smartphone. That's a feature that was instituted last year. We're getting a lot of positive feedback on that. Anyhow, your comments are always welcome one way or another. And lately I've gotten a lot of emails that are kind of interesting, asking for things like pronunciation of Alec Vezenalek's name, our new punter from St. Christopher's, who I thought had a pretty darn good game in a big environment on Saturday.
You pronounce it Alec.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's correct.
You pronounce his first name. When the last name is tough, you just go with the first name. That was always my...
Is this your great insight tonight? We're deep trouble fans.
I like Smith and Jones. Whatever happened to Smith and Jones? But at any rate, well, Bobby and Frank, you know, Saturday's game, I would almost call that bizarre. It was an interesting game, but certainly a big victory over PSU. It's a W, not an L. That's the most important thing. Who's go to Georgia Tech Saturday at 3:30 on ESPNU? And I'm sure the Virginia coaches and players are going to try to correct a few things this week in practice before they hit the road to Atlanta. But I think, Frank, you want to go ahead and introduce the other Frank? Since Frank Quayle is already on the line, we'll go ahead and get him on the air.
I think that's a good idea. Frank Quayle wore jersey number 24 at UVA, played from 1966 to 1968, and he capped off his stellar career in 68, being named the ACC Player of the Year. And I believe he was also the ACC Athlete of the Year. And that's a pretty remarkable accomplishment just there in itself. Virginia was 7-3 in 1968, and former UVA quarterback Gene Arnett once said that getting over that mountain was quite a haul, but it was worth it. And if it hadn't been for Frank Quayle, it wouldn't have happened. So without further ado, let's get Frank on the line. Frank, you there?
Hey, Jim and Frank, it's nice to be with you this evening.
Listen, we've all 4 years of Who's Talking, we've pretty much launched the season each and every year with you, and it just wouldn't be right without you tonight. What are your thoughts on the UVA football team? We'll just leave it kind of open-ended.
Well, I love how they've gotten started. I was at both games, obviously. Richmond game, and I'm not sure what you learn when you play a team that's, you know, out of your division, and they did what they were supposed to do, but I'm not sure if I had great confidence that, you know, it, as to where things were going. And I was real excited about the Penn State game. I've got to say, I thought it was extraordinary that the guys making the line had Penn State 10-point underdogs. I just think they're too good a football team, and the gap is not that different between the two programs. I couldn't have enjoyed the game anymore. You know, every week everybody comes by and I say, you know, what's it like not calling the games anymore? And the one thing that's no different is, you know, when Virginia wins and has an exciting win, it's a great deal of fun. Mm-hmm. And it was as a spectator as well.
Yeah, it always has amazed me, be it football or basketball, what your emotional difference is with a one-point win versus a one-point loss. You know, it's interesting, you know, on that last kick, you knew one sideline or the other was going to erupt in emotional joy, and fortunately for the Cavaliers, it was our side. But, Frank, you're probably one of the best tailbacks in Virginia history. Talk a little bit about the running game, and maybe you can answer why Virginia's struggling to run the football right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have that answer. You know, you would, coming into the season, the strength of the team's offensive line, they've got some wonderful players there, and they've got, you know, a lot of guys back, and they've got great running backs. So it's really been a surprise that the first 2 weeks of the season they've been shut down. One of the things is a running back, and I'm not sure how long it takes you to recognize this, but the, you know, the inside tip on what it takes to be a successful running back is great teammates and a great offensive line. And I certainly was fortunate enough to have that. I think the Virginia kids do. My guess is that as teams get ready to play Virginia, they say, okay, we've got to stop the run. And that they've, you know, gone out of their way to load the box and have, you know, eight people have more numbers in close to the action than not, and that, you know, opens up opportunities for the passing game. But it's been disappointing that Virginia has not been able to run the ball. I always thought in the first two or three series of a game, for the longest time, I could tell who was going to win by who was dominating the line of scrimmage, and that was typically by who was able to pick up 4, 5, 6 yards on first down with regularity. That certainly hasn't been the case the first couple of games, because Virginia hasn't averaged probably 2 yards on first down carries the first two games.
Yeah, Frank, Bobby here. I agree, and hopefully teams will have to play, you know, defend the pass and the run in their practice sessions, and that pass that's working for us is going to open up the run a little bit and give us more options.
Yeah, and you know, that's I'm old school, so I think, you know, on first downs, the most critical play, if you get 4 yards or more, you're in strong control of the ability to move the chains. And if you get shut down and have less than that, you're in trouble. But the game is so much pass dominated now, and you know, opening things up and being able to come up with you know, the 8-yard play and the 15-yard play with regularity with Virginia. You know, and a lot of times in the Penn State game, they had a, you know, 3rd and 8 or longer, and they were able to convert. You can't live on that diet too long. You're
yeah.
going to mm-hmm. come back and bite you.
And we've got to hold on to the ball. There's no doubt about that.
We're talking with Frank Quayle, former UVA tailback and recently retired analyst. Frank, looking at the skill players for Virginia, isn't it kind of hard for Lazor not just to call pass plays on almost every down? I mean, he's got Darius Jennings, Tim Smith, you've got Jake McGee emerging at tight end. E.J. Scott shows a lot of skill. They talk about the downfield speed of Gamble and Dominique Terrell. Those two guys are burners. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, it's wonderful. And 2 years ago, that you know, it was the opposite. Virginia had strength in other positions, but it wasn't at the skill position. So it's great to have. I think it's part of the maturation process of moving on to be going from a, you know, an average football team to a good team to a very good team. You've got to have those skill players. but I'll feel a little bit more comfortable when they combine both the a real nice running attack with that talent. If you become one-dimensional, I think you get in a lot of trouble, and I don't think you can win big football games against good football teams if you're one-dimensional.
Frank, why do you think London decided in the third quarter to pull Rocco and put Sims in the game at that point in time?
Yeah, I'm not going to have the right answer because I was surprised and disappointed and didn't think it was the right move. I thought Rocco, certainly the lack of putting points on the board, I didn't think that was his issue. Not being able to run the ball was part of it. He did have the one mess up, the snap, and you don't know whether that's his screw up or the center screw up. But, you know, he had led the team to a touchdown two or three series earlier. I just don't think in a big game that it's nip and tuck that you make a change like that. And one of the things that after the game comes on is Philip Sims had come in, and I have to say, the first time I saw him play was Richmond and the opportunities he got there. And, wow, you know, he does some things with the football that are very uncommon in the college game, in my opinion. But, you know, let's say he had a long drive and took him down the field, or he completed a 60-yard pass. Does he become your first teamer? Yeah, you really have a controversy. I wouldn't have gotten away from Rocco. And the issue of, you know, we took him out so he could see the game from the sideline. Yeah, but you don't tell your quarterback that so that he knows he's going to go back in and that's why you're doing it. You know, he had to be questioning whether, you know, they're still looking for a quarterback, and they might not think I'm the guy.
The other thing,
I was disappointed.
I'm sorry, Frank. The other thing that is kind of surprising, before the season, I think a lot of people thought the offense was going to be the strength and the defense might be the question mark. And on Saturday, at least, the defense played very well, probably the result of the win is thanks to the defense and how they played after those turnovers.
Yeah, I certainly think so. You know, it's easy to, you know, the poor Penn State kicker, that was the standout, and you could make the case it was a fluke that Virginia won, but they did a lot of good things to enable themselves to win. And to me, the defense, you get those turnovers and they go out on the field and the other opponent has great field position. For their ability to stop them and force them to have to kick field goals and long field goals, I thought was wonderful. Coming out of the Richmond game, I don't think we learned much about the Virginia defense, and clearly that's the, you know, the question as to how good a team Virginia is going to be. How good their defense will be, but everything we saw against Penn State makes you feel real good about the prospects for Virginia's defensive football team this year.
Frank, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Before we let you go, one quick question. Do you talk during the game now, or do you just sit quietly and watch it?
Yeah, the poor people who sit around me, it must be hell for them. But I really make a great effort to observe and keep my mouth shut. And it's remarkable. Everybody's got an opinion, so I'm not sure if I could get mine in there. It's interesting listening to the people around you.
Well, I know, having been part of Virginia Sports Property myself for 12 years, people around the state love you. I'm sure they miss you, but I'm sure you're probably enjoying some tailgate and a chance to sit with your family and friends for the games. But anyway, we thank you for joining us for a few minutes tonight, and we'll hope to have you back on before the season's over.
I'd like that. I enjoyed visiting with you guys.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye.
All right, that was Frank Quayle. We're going to go to break right now and come back and stick with us. We'll have some comments from Bobby Call and others when we return. Thank you for being with us. Back in a moment.